can try to take a rest in that. And we all have to take a rest. That's why I voted for Brian in the Guitar Player of the Year situation there for IBMA. And while I have the microphone, I just wanted to mention that 50 years ago this weekend, I was at a bluegrass festival. 50 years ago. I was 19. And it was the very first bluegrass festival that was ever held in Fincastle, Virginia. It's called the Roanoke Bluegrass Festival. And Bill Monroe, Stanley Brothers, Jimmy Martin, Reno, Smiley, Doc Watson, a lot of the big names, they had never all gathered in one place for one festival. And that's what happened 50 years ago this weekend, back in 65. And they're going to have a commemoration of IBMA this year. And that was sort of the Valley Forge days of bluegrass when it wasn't clear if it was going to continue. If you want to check out what it looked like, you can actually see it on YouTube. There's about 10 or 15 minutes of film of the first festival. You dial in Fincastle, and you can see what it looked like there. It's a pretty humble situation. And speaking of humble situations, we're going to bring on this band. And speaking of things that happened a long time ago, we're going to bring on this band. And some of you already know about this band, and are there any knuckleheads in the crowd here? The rest of you might be possibly members of the FNA, Future Knuckleheads of America. And these guys are from a little border town in the Northwest named Wyoming, Montana is the actual name. And at a little place called Eat Cafe, they were studying the old tunes on the old jukebox that haven't been resupplied since 1954. And they looked like the kind of guys that might work for us for cheap, so we took them along with us. And part of the deal is that they have to come out and play. So here they are. Please welcome all the way from Wyoming Mountain, playing the Western music. Please welcome Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers.
Mind if I'm a great big Western howdy to each and everybody out there. My name is Red Knuckles. Trailblazers here, if you're listening and dancing, pleasure. The next 12 and a half to 17 or 19 minutes, depending on how long it takes Hot Rods to relax, in their air-conditioned, hot tub, equipped and staffed, massage therapist staffed tour bus. Show, but he's worth waiting for, folks. I swear to God. Here's one written by Wendell Mercantile. It's called On Monday.